Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special Capaccio for you, right?
Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, Carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a Carpaccio.
They like Carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a Capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. If you missed anything, check it out on the app. Odyssey. Rewind is what you want there. That makes sense. That's intuitive. With us now in the present, Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Sal, I saw that you were in Rochester today for your Extra Point show.
I'm still in Rochester. I'm literally in Pittsburgh, right near the St. John Fisher right now as I speak to you.
Isn't it great?
I just passed the Pittsburgh pub.
Isn't it great?
It's great, yeah. I'll be back out here a little over a month. I had some personal business out here today in the Rochester area, or I had to get some personal business done, and I kind of made it all encompassing. So instead of coming out a couple different times, I said, you know what, I can do A, B, and C, and while I'm doing that, why don't I just come out? And I went to the Rochester Odyssey Studios, and I'm pretty sure you guys have been to that building.
Yep.
But it is fabulous. It's really great. They were very generous to allow me to use the studio where Danger and Battaglia have their show.
Is that in High Falls? I've been to one. It's a long time ago now.
Right. But that's the one. When I responded favorably, I was thinking of that spot. Yeah, it was like old warehouse type feel to it and really nicely done.
Very cool.
Yeah, on Commercial Street. So I'm guessing that's the same spot. But the building is beautiful.
Speaking of old warehousey feels, Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. We've talked so much about him. I don't know if we've talked to you about him and all of this with Pittsburgh. I mean, number one, thank God it's kind of over. The speculation about him, I want to think, is just ended today now that he's reportedly going to be joining the Steelers as of tomorrow. You know, of course, two ways of looking at this, and we don't know how it's going to end, but on one hand, he's got to be considered, I think, an upgrade for over what they have. Maybe you could disagree with that. On the other, what does it do for them? You know, so where do you come down on this move?
Well, I think it gives them a little more cachet on what they could be this year. I think it raises their ceiling on what they should be this year and can be. I agree, Mike, there's still a debate about what is he really, honestly. I just don't have any faith, and if I'm a Steelers fan, I don't think I'd have any faith in what they had playing around with that. Mason Rudolph, I guess, would be their starting quarterback, and he's had a couple nice moments in this league, right? Heck, he started a playoff game in Buffalo, but I think at least with Rodgers, if you feel like you at least feel like you have a better shot to be better than that. Ultimately, though, they're still in a division with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, and I don't think it moves you any closer to where you'd normally think you'd be with them anyway. So ultimately, they're probably kind of in the same overall spot at the end of the day, maybe for a little chance at a better season, but not so much better that they're competing for much more.
The one thing I would have to concede that this makes possible for them is if they have the kind of year that they had 2 years ago, last year, whatever, their regular year, and they get in, like Mason Rudolph came here and started a wild card game against the Bills season before last. If that's Aaron Rodgers, I'm not expecting him to be at the peak of his game, but I've said it all along. Last year, there were moments, there were games where it was like, oh, he still got it. But it's just hard to expect that to happen on a consistent enough basis for him to be, you know, a top half of the league quarterback, even, in my opinion. But you could have a good day. You know, he could feel good and, like, make some throws, and that increases the chance of a team like that scoring an upset, you know, landing a couple of punches, and maybe it, you know, coupled with a TJ Watt strip sack or something, it maybe gives you a little more chance, but it requires him to have a really good day, and I think those are going to be few and far between.
Yeah, and listen, think about the build of their team, right, which is, you know, what they've done at wide receiver. You know, they at least they have, you know, DK Metcalf, obviously. You know, this is somebody that, you know, if you're DK Metcalf, your other weapons, you feel like maybe you got, you know, one of the all-time greats at least throwing you the ball, gives you more confidence, I think, in what they're trying to do. But there are some question marks about the offensive line. I know that they are, you know, hoping their offensive line comes into form a little bit better than it did last year. But you have now a guy that is not, he was not good at eluding pass rush last year, the pass rush. And I think you have to consider that, right? So what does Arthur Smith want to do with him, and how do they want to structure their offense? I don't know if it's much. They're not. I don't think they're like just putting him in shotgun and throwing the ball 40 times a game, right? I mean, I think you're still having a guy back there that's almost more like a game manager. So what does it really do as far as your script? Now, when I say that game manager, I think in the style of offense you run, but I do think he gives you more of a chance to make some plays still, you know, at the end of the day, than Mason Rudolph. But I don't know how much it changes what you're doing overall philosophically.
Yeah, and how much do you have to give on your end to make him happy, right? How much you have to tailor what you're doing, and like, how does that go over? How does that line up with what Arthur Smith wants to do to begin with? And are we just going to end up where there's just a lot of headbutting going on?
Yeah, I think for me, it almost goes to a, well, you know, we talk about this middling it thing, right? Where are you going to be bad or are you going to be good? And I don't think the Steelers have ever operated where they were going to intentionally be bad or felt like that they were going to go, you know, and be a team getting a top draft pick. They've never operated like that this year, even though the only thing of their roster that really said that was that they've never gotten the quarterback. That said, I just don't think they're good enough and have a roster good enough to now compete with the best teams in the AFC. You're right, Bulldog. You can get to the playoffs and maybe have a shot. But I don't even know if they still get to the playoffs right now, to be quite honest.
Yeah. And do they have enough cap room to fit Alan Lazard in? Is maybe the next question, right? They got
you know it.
It's gotta happen.
Seventh
right?
round. It's a Alan Lazard and a seventh rounder in 2031 for a seventh rounder in 2032.
Offensive consultant Nate Hackett incoming. Here we go.
They're an older team overall, too, right? I mean, like, TJ Watt obviously getting low. He's on the other side of 30, and Cam Hayward is coming back. I mean, even, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick's like 29, I think, but their best players are older players, right? They don't have a lot of young talent on that team, to be quite honest with you.
They open at the Jets. Rodgers at the Jets, week one. Week two, they have the Seahawks, Metcalf in Pittsburgh. The Bills play in Pittsburgh in week 13. We talked about this quite a bit before the schedule came out, and you had those conversations with Mike North from the league. Just waiting on Rodgers? I mean, that was a thing that happened, right? Whether which team was going to get to go to Ireland to play them, that ended up being Minnesota. But they have the Packers on a Sunday night in week 8. I think the bet here was that they would have him when they put the schedule down.
I think that's right. I think with the Steelers, at least, they are a name brand. They're a national brand. They have a big following around the country. They always have. So it's almost like you can't go wrong if you put them on primetime anyway without Aaron Rodgers, but maybe you get a little bit more, okay, there's a game here that's going to have more juice if we do have Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers. So that probably went into a little bit of their thinking, but they're always – the Pittsburgh Steelers are always going to be a team on primetime and you know –
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Multiple settings throughout the year.
Do you guys think his career is not over yet, so this still isn't fully written, but do you guys think the last few years from his departure from Green Bay to now really damages his legacy as a player, his career? I don't remember always thinking of Rodgers in this sort of off-the-field way.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I've said a few times that I can't recall an athlete that went from one end of like my own sort of favorable, like I really like Aaron Rodgers. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Who hates the Packers? It's Green Bay.
Nobody.
Like, right? I mean, it's easy to like. And so I really liked him, admired how he played. And yeah, once Tyler Dunn wrote about it,
that's where it started,
isn't
it?
And it just, it unraveled. And yeah, he's become one of my least favorite personalities in sports. So, and he was one of my favorites.
What do you do with his career?
Yeah, to answer your question, I think, Mike, I agree with Bulldog. But, you know, the funny part is, what is legacy to whom? It's the fan opinion has certainly hurt him, I think, like Bulldog just said. And I agree with that. Like, it's this guy that you had so much reverence for. And then now it's like, come on, what are you doing, dude? It's all about you all the time. And people just can't stand, you know, to hear about the guy. I don't think it does anything for his NFL legacy when it comes to Hall of Fame. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer pretty early in getting in. Like, that's not going to matter. I mean, at the end, you know, 20 years from now, you're going to say, we're going to be talking to kids or grandkids about, yeah, that guy was kind of a jerk, though. But you're going to still see him on all the record books and all this great career he had, and people still talk about how great of a thrower of the football he was. So I don't think it matters to that part of the legacy, but I definitely think he's hurt himself in the court of public opinion, and just a lot of just things he said, and, you know, a lot of the weirdness that goes along with Aaron Rodgers.
still, I mean, pardon me for putting it this way, but just the one Super Bowl. One would be nice, but it's only one appearance, right? I mean, he doesn't have another. He has the one win against the Steelers after, I believe, the 2010 season. Sal Capaccio with us on the Wester Hotline. The Bills would be what, Sal? Like another day of practice this morning or this afternoon, but no media availability. Then next week, it's mandatory time, and the first guy for this will be James Cook. Care to put odds on his arrival next week? My guess would be, and I think yours, very low.
No, I don't know. I'm almost like 50-50. I think if you asked me this 2 weeks ago, I say, like, I think he'll be there. I just wonder what he'll do. I think I'm leaning a little bit more the other way now. I'm like, I don't know if he'll be there. Like, what's it really matter if he's not at mandatory minicamp? You know, they still have time here. So maybe a little less than 50-50 then. But I was in the other side as of a couple of weeks ago and thinking, yeah, he'll probably show up. I just don't know what he'll do if he shows up. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. It's a good question. But it is certainly the one talking point.
Yeah. What
to be focused on.
What caused you to change? If was there something that happened or just conversations you had that sort of made you reconsider? Like, what got you to change your view of that, even if it's only slightly?
I really felt, you know, not that he wasn't serious, that a lot of it might have just been, like, posturing. But I think the longer we go on to this, the longer he's not there and you don't hear from him, and then every time there's a new contract, there's more stuff out there, it just feels like it's less posturing and more statement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I feel that he is now. And I think the question for me is, what is the ultimate statement, though? Is the statement then, I am just not showing up? Because that could very well be what it is.
Yeah, I feel like I'm expecting him to show up at some point in camp, maybe not right away, because I think my guess is that the way Bean has sounded about it, like, they didn't sound to me, the Bills, like it was worth considering a compromise. They're so far apart that the middle is still too far for us to come. And so there's no point in continuing to talk. And that if Cook wants to make it as uncomfortable as possible, like get some sort of a point across, missing something mandatory is almost required. And so miss minicamp, okay, your teammates are not going to hold that against you. But there is a point in time here, as much as every, you know, I would think most guys on the team would like him to get paid and be happy, they're also going to expect him, I think, at some point to show up and do his job. Like, we're all here to do a job. Like, that's a two-way street. And so I would guess that he'll get in it at camp without a contract, because that's when the fines can really pile up. It's day after day after day, whereas minicamp is just 3 days. And I think he'll try to send his message, try to call the Bills bluff. I don't think they'll cave at all. And then when July rolls around at some point, or early August, I think he'll show up.
I think what's interesting about listening to you say that, and you're right about the players, is I do wonder, too, at what point, if any, does Brandon Bean's tone change? Like, if he doesn't show up, as much as Brandon Bean has just been, we love Jim, but we love him, and, you know, he's going to be wearing a Bills helmet in 2025, and he's saying all the right things. He is, and I get why he is and all that. And for Sean McDermott, too, at what point does anyone from the organization, especially Bean, but even McDermott, does their tone change, and they start to give an indication of, okay, enough is enough. Like, we need to have you here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we might love you, but you're a part of this team and this is not what we're about, right? I wonder if that starts to happen if he doesn't show up next week.
We will be discussing it if he doesn't. And of course, even if he does, I guess, for another day, but we'll see what happens. Sal, thanks for fitting us in.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Every once in a while, I'm just sort of wandering through profootballreference.com like I love to do. Just, you see a stat, and it takes you somewhere. And this is not new. This is something we've discussed. And, I mean, Bills fans are well aware. I just don't know if everybody, you know, especially if you like stats, is as aware of just what has happened here with Josh Allen. He has the same number of rushing touchdowns as Thurman Thomas did for his entire career. 65. That's amazing.
That's pretty incredible in 8 years.
It's more than OJ ever had. Mm-hmm. He had 61. It's more than, think of like Alvin Kamara, who's been in the league for longer, has just been wildly productive. There's going to be receiving with Kamara, but he has 5 more rushing touchdowns career than Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon. And on and on. Like, just all these names, you know, way more than McCaffrey, way more than Chubb, way more than Jonathan Taylor, Allen.
And McCaffrey's the same draft?
17.
17, okay, the year before.
Year before. Does Josh Allen get to 100 rushing touchdowns? That would be, there could just still be some other active players in there, but right now that would be 9th all time. It's more than Barry Sanders. He had 99. Franco, Dickerson, Falk, Bettis, all fewer than, Falk has exactly 100.
I wouldn't want to cop to Hill waltz to 100, but I think he gets there. I think he gets there. Even with the slowdown that's coming that I talked about already earlier today, I think 30, it's 35 more touchdowns.
He averages 10 a year.
Yeah. I mean, so that goes down a little, even if this year that goes down a little. What is that? 8, 9, right? And like, so we get like 3 or 4 years of that, and there you go. Like, he's going to get to 100.
Haven't banned the tush push.
It's incredible. That number is incredible.
It is. It
really is. And like, that's not high. That's an incredible number.
That's what I'm saying is, we know, but do we really know just
right?
What?
Right.
Like, you're talking about the most famous productive running backs of all time. Lamar Jackson doesn't come close to touchdowns. Jackson usually rushes, if not by a lot, for more yards than Allen, but he does not run in the red zone that often. Like, his touchdowns are, I don't know, am I right? Are they scrambles or are they like sweeps once in a while? He scored against the Bills on the Sunday night game on that was a design run around the right end.
Yeah.
But it's like a few, 4 a year for Jackson, and Allen last year had 12. The year before that, he had 15. I mean, to have as many as Thurman and more than OJ
in this amount of time is pretty incredible.
Right. Well, he just turned 29. He's like the franchise leader in rushing touchdowns. And, you know, he does other things.
Right. He's the quarterback. That's the thing. It's not so much the time, because, I mean, Thurman is here for how many more seasons than Josh has already played? 2 or 3, maybe? It's not that many more.
Thurman's 88 to 99.
All right.
So 12 years.
All right. So, sure. And OJ, probably, that's 70 until, when does he get traded?
79? 78 is his last Bills year.
Okay. So that matches.
Or 69?
69, 70.
69 to 78?
Yeah.
Maybe?
So, yeah, but the fact that he's a quarterback, he's not a bad passer. It's not like, you know, thank God for the running. Well, you wouldn't want to have this guy be your guy, but the running saves him. No.
Obviously.
It's like on top of being, it's incredible.
803-0550 to join us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after the update. This is WGR. All right, NBA Finals tonight, NHL Stanley Cup Finals last night, and then tomorrow. Some of you are, listen to me, fortunate enough to be able to watch these sporting events from home. I, in my case, when it comes to the Stanley Cup, am not, as I do not have the necessary channel to watch the finals. So what do? In last night's case, I watched Super Bowl VII.
Oh, sure.
Now, why? Because I have Super Bowl VII. I have access to it. Mm-hmm. Not even the full game, because who could do that, but the classic John Facenda narrated NFL films. Sometimes I am so, like...
Who is Super Bowl VII again?
Just Miami, Washington.
Okay.
Those shows are so deeply embedded into my brain that often I will notice myself hearing or sort of humming to one of the songs, and then I'll have to think about which game that was from. And I'm usually able to do it. But like maybe this morning I woke up and I'd watched this last night, so I'd heard it last night. You know, rule changes. One of the better rule changes football made was moving the goalposts back.
Not having them on the goal line?
Yes.
In play?
I wonder how long. Was it one of these like that kickoff idea where one team wants to give you the option, have the option of, it's like a 4th and 15 instead of kicking off, and if I convert, I get to keep the ball? Was it like one of those where years of discussion were had about moving the goalpost back? And it might have been. I have no idea. I want to find out now.
I want to search my Twitter timeline from then and see what was being said about it.
I wonder, like, what was the pushback? Maybe it was the expense.
That would be a sensible guess, I think.
But I don't know, like, the times. Those were often baseball stadiums, too. They didn't just have the goalposts on the field, so they would have to be taken down and put up.
Yeah.
What would have been the reason why?
Yeah, I want that back. It couldn't have been that expensive to move them. What are you pouring, like, some concrete for a mount and, like, whatever. It's not that, wouldn't be that expensive.
No, but they also didn't print money.
No, that's right.
In the early 70s.
Right, that's why I thought initially it's a good guess, but I don't think it's that cumbersome. Expensive. I wouldn't think it would have cost that much. But
there was a play. I bring this up because there was a play in Super Bowl VII. Washington had the ball, and it was a pass to a guy named Jerry Smith, who would – he died young. He died of AIDS in the 80s. But here on this play, he's open. As Facenda says, lay another trick of the gods. The goalposts, and the pass is like going right to him, but it just clanks off the crossbar, and then Kilmer's picked off on the next play. And Miami, another asterisk. Another asterisk for you Dolphins.
Goalposts.
The goalposts.
Right.
Broke up a pass.
Is this not the game that has the famous Garo Yepremian botched snap? Is that a field goal or a PAT? I don't remember which.
That is a blocked field goal.
It's just a mess.
And he tries to throw a pass.
He feels the ball and is running away and then just tries to throw it and whiffs on it. And it's just...
He volleys it up in the air.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Like a pass wouldn't even, I think, have been legal on that play after a blocked field goal.
Right.
But yeah, he just sort of bats it up in the air and a guy, Mike Bass, catches it and goes all the way for Washington. So there goes your asterisk because that happened.
That's
Washington's only points in the game. So, you know, that's why I was what I turned to being shunned by the Stanley Cup Finals.
Shunned is a way to put that. Yeah. Well, the game to my eyes, I mean, I don't know. I didn't read a bunch. I mean, I watched it, so I didn't go looking for reviews. But I think it had to, like, meet the criteria of an excellent game. The way, I mean, it started, Edmonton scores right away, like a minute something in, goal, wow, home crowd is rocking. Florida gets the next three, I think, and just what a game. And to get the comeback and then the overtime, just it was really, really, really good hockey.
More coaching news in the NHL today. Yesterday, the Penguins hired their coach. I didn't know that name, Dan Muse. Did you?
No.
He was on the Rangers bench?
Rangers bench. He did some time in the USHL, but I did not recognize the name.
I did recognize today's hire, Boston. Marco Sturm, who you might remember as a player. He played a long time.
Yeah, I do remember him as a player. He played 5 years in Boston. So, of course, when they announced the hire, here's the social media, the official Boston Bruins accounts, two or three different tweets. Coming home. Welcome home. Welcome home, coach.
I hate that so much.
He's made 17 seasons in the NHL, five of them in Boston. Welcome home. He's from Germany. Welcome. He's the GM and coach of the German national team. Welcome home. I mean, maybe he loves Boston. I'm sure he said today he loves Boston and considers it his second home. Best fans in the world because, you know, I work here. They're going to pay me $3 or $4 or $5 million a year or maybe more. I don't know. But welcome home?
I bet the Sabres could have done that with Lindy.
Yeah, well, Lindy came here as an 18-year-old and spent his professional life almost exclusively here.
It's still lame.
It's more fitting. It's, I agree, lame, but way more appropriate.
Okay.
If you were drafted by the Boston Bruins and played five seasons there and then played 12 more somewhere else, welcome home. Okay. This is where it began. I'm going back to my NHL roots. The team that drafted me, I'm now their head coach. What an honor. Welcome home. I'm coming home. You play 8 years in San Jose, get traded to Boston, play 5 years. Welcome home? Shut up. Just get out of here with welcome home already. So weak. Stupid.
Did the Sabres use welcome home for Eric Staal being named to the front office?
Right. That would have been great.
I hate it all so much. I hate it all so much.
It's all just welcome home ever.
So like not clever, not when they use hockey player nicknames and like retained. And some defenseman, some seventh defenseman got an $800,000
two-way contract.
Two-way contract. I just hate it. I hate it.
Running
it back.
You show, who is this guy again?
I hate it.
What numbers he wears? He on my team? I don't even know what's going on here.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah. Welcome home.
Never use it.
I mean, welcome back? Okay, welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back is better.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Welcome home? I just, Bruins.
I want to run, not really, I want to run one of those accounts and have no, want to answer to no one. And here, finally, a team account with a sense of humor that isn't like the Chargers when the schedule comes out.
Did you see the Colorado Rockies yesterday?
Yes. Scheffler?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
funny.
That
was great.
That's funny.
Yeah, wins since whatever the day, June 2nd. Since June 2nd, right.
Because Scheffler won on Sunday.
Right. Wins since June 2nd. Colorado Rockies, 3, 2nd. Scheffler, 0.
That's really good.
That is good for a team that's having, like, historically the worst season ever in the history of baseball. That's solid.
That is very good. It's probably the most in baseball over those 3 days. Three.
It's the most you could probably.
Tied for the most.
Did anybody have a doubleheader?
Yeah, there are doubleheaders this week.
Somewhere, I don't know. Yeah, I love that. Anytime a team leans into, like, look, we're being self-deprecating here. You know, like, you lost 21-3 in baseball. Tough one.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, good. That's effective. That works. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Does somebody get in trouble for that? Maybe. I don't know. But I like that. Welcome home can just eat it. Just get out of here.
Just eat. It can eat it. Welcome home can eat it.
Just get out of here.
Get out of here. Go. Yesterday, we brought up the Chiefs and whether or not they would have played Week 18 differently had they beaten the Bills earlier in the season and been 16-0 going into that game. I told you I would reach out to Alex Gold, our friend there, to get his opinion, or even maybe if he knows the answer. He answered my question, and I'll tell you next what he said about that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Only mostly kidding with this came up, was it yesterday? The Bills win over the Chiefs in the regular season wasn't worth it. It just wasn't worth it. At the time, we're like, all right, one game back, win on ties.
Right.
Head to head.
Keep going.
Chiefs never.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let them.
They never blinked.
Let them up. And thus went to Denver week 18 with nothing on the line, and they played like it. Mahomes sat. Everybody sat. They had 98 yards of offense in a 38-0 loss. Remember Bo Nix starting like 20 for 20 and three touchdowns or something? Like, it was completely one of the worst blowouts of the NFL season. So yesterday, because I'm a masochist, I guess, I asked Alex Gold in Kansas City, do you know if the Chiefs had been 16-0 instead of what they were, 15-1, whether they would have gone all out in that game? And he said he didn't know, that he doesn't know that it's ever been said, but he thinks, or maybe the most think, that they would not have deprived Mahomes from that shot at history had they've been 16-0 with a chance at an undefeated season. So his feeling is
they would have gone for it.
They would have gone for it. And, you know, Denver was pretty good. They don't have to win, but does that take something out? Instead, Kansas City mostly gets 2 weeks off for a game against the Texans. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the Bills game. And by the Super Bowl, well, I don't know, they just were blown out. But, it didn't end up being worth it, that win. Didn't change the Bills season at all. It, of course, gave them a chance, but they never were able to really get that chance. And you know the rest.
Yep. This came up, right? We were talking about it in the context of a Bills perfect season, right? They get all the way to the end. What are you going to want to do? Right? The Jet game. Like, final year in the stadium. They have this incredible season. They're all sewn up. The one seed, all of it. You know there's going to be hopefully two more playoff games in the stadium. So Jet game is like whatever. But if it's for perfection, you know, that is history. It'd be a hell of a conversation if it ever came to reality, obviously.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe this is one where it might be different since you've won a couple. What if they won three?
They've won three, yeah.
It might be different if you've won three than if you haven't won any.
Let's do this thing we haven't done yet.
Yes.
And then we'll just, you know, take our chances, right?
Because I said, and I still feel, why would this have changed? That absolutely not Deshaun McDermott play for the 17-0. Allen will take the one snap again and hand off if he still has a streak. But I don't think the Bills would take the same risk. Everything's about getting one. But maybe I'll be wrong. You'd love to know. You got to be really tight with Sean McDermott to get him to tell you,
yeah.
I think, right now. Because if, like I said last time, if I were to ask him, I think it'd be like, click. You can't ask him in public next week.
Good thing,
by the way.
Good thing it's the Jets, though. I mean, I don't know. But, you know,
it's only the Jets.
They would probably be pretty revved up to ruin it. I mean, any athlete, any competitive person would. Like, I could wreck this, you know, above and beyond.
Right. The Chiefs at Broncos last year would have been one of their tougher games on the the schedule. They barely – that's a game they win at home on a blocked kick.
Right.
Isn't it? Or is that they bank it in, or that's the block?
That's the block.
That's the block. Another game is where the kicker banks it in to win. All right. Well, again, the world of hypotheticals. Trista Crick, not hypothetical. She joined us today to talk about, as usual, a wide range of topics. Gotta love Trista. That was really fun. We'll have that for you next here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.